This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And that's what we try to do. Right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And one of the puzzling pieces of this story, and one that we do not spend a lot of time on, which we really need to, and I was so thrilled when Rick decided to join us today, because Rick Lenave is doing something that is so unusual. He is the CEO of Accounting Buds, and their tagline is, "Let us be your accounting buds." And clever, very clever. Cannabis accounting, the dilemmas with some of the new laws that are out there, and the lack of banking facilities for cannabis companies. We could go on and on and on, Rick, and welcome to the program. So tell me a little bit, first of all, why is it so difficult for cannabis companies to get banking right now?
Well, thanks for having me, Frankie. The reason why it's so difficult for banking in the cannabis space is because while it's legal in many states, it's illegal at the federal level. So that creates problems in banking and with the taxes. And because it's federally illegal, banks don't want to partake in this.
Yes, of course, because cannabis has been a Scheduled I controlled substance since the Controlled Substance Act in 1970, correct?
Yes. And because of that, because of that, anybody who's dealing in marijuana right now or cannabis is considered to be a drug trafficker in the eyes of the federal government. And anybody on the money side of that, that's dealing with money, whether it's the cannabis businesses themselves, a service provider such as myself who's taking payment from a cannabis company, a plant-touching company, or a bank who's holding money for a plant-touching company, they are all considered to be money laundering. And any bank does not want to be involved in money laundering in the eyes of the federal government, because if they have an account with the Federal Reserve and the federal government looks at them and says, oh, you are money laundering, their account at the Federal Reserve goes away. And no bank wants to take that risk.
Oh, absolutely. You are one of the few accounting firms that deals only in cannabis. And tell us your story of how, and I know that you're very involved. You're vice chairman of the Cannabis Committee of the New York State Society of CPAs, and you've been working at global financial service firms for a lot of years. And so tell us how your story evolved, Rick.
Yeah, so you're correct. We are one of the few firms at Accounting Buds here that is focused solely on the cannabis space. There's a lot of firms out there that have a division maybe that works in cannabis, and even those companies within that division, their people aren't necessarily dedicated solely to cannabis. So they're kind of dipping their toes in and trying to get some clients because they see the opportunities, but they're not really all in. We're all in cannabis. Everybody on my team, we haven't been in cannabis our whole careers, obviously, but we now are dedicated solely to cannabis. So my career started 20 years ago at KPMG, and I worked there for 5 years on global financial services companies, spent most of my career at global financial services companies. When I left KPMG, the next three jobs I had were all jobs where I was the right-hand man to a CFO of a public company. So I did a lot of strategic projects, mergers, acquisitions, process transformation, and really got into the operational side of the business. But what happens is a lot of people don't realize the lifespan of a public company CFO on average is 3 years. They turn over very quickly. I was actually lucky that most of my CFOs lasted about 5 years. But when they turned over as a right-hand man, you got turned over as well. Sometimes the new incoming CFO would keep you for transition for a little while. So about 5 years ago, I started a consulting firm, a venture consulting firm on my own. And then it was about 2 years ago when I was talking to one of my clients at my management consulting firm and explained to them the type of clients I was looking for, where they said, you should really look at cannabis because you're looking for the growing companies, the small to mid-sized companies, and almost every company, except for the few huge ones in the cannabis space, are at that stage, and they're at that level where they can really use someone with your expertise. So I went to one or two, you know, cannabis networking events here in the New Jersey and New York area, and first of all, they were different than any other networking event I've ever been at. The people were much nicer. Yeah. They were much more welcoming. I wasn't trying to break into other people's conversations. Yeah, exactly. They were coming up to me. Hey, who are you? We've never seen you before. And when I explained what I did and what my background was, every single one of them said, wow, we need more people like you in the industry. And that kind of, then a light bulb kind of went off in my head. I was like, wow, I talked to 20 people tonight, and every one of them said they need people like me in the industry. So that's when, you know, the next day I decided to start Accounting Buds.
Yeah, yeah, good for you. Congratulations on that. Wise move. Okay, so
thank you.
Do you see the banking industry, how can they walk away from a billion-dollar industry? It can't last forever, Rick. It just can't.
Well, what you're seeing today is a lot of the local credit unions and state-centric banks are starting to accept cannabis companies as customers. They don't have accounts with the Federal Reserve. They don't have to worry about that. But they are charging what I will call astronomical fees at some of these places to have an account. There's some banks out there that are charging $1,000 a month just to hold a cannabis checking account. So people are starting to get in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's people that are starting to get in, and you're starting to see some different payment schemes come up there as well. Most of them, I would say, up until today are still very much on the illegal side. So you see a lot of companies that are using what they call cashless ATMs. I won't get into the details of that, but basically when they swipe your debit card, they charge it as an ATM transaction rather than a retail transaction. But that's actually fraudulent, and you're going to see more and more people getting in trouble for that. People went to jail for that about 5 or 10 years ago, and the whole practice died down.
Yes.
And suddenly it started to resurface again. And it's very popular right now, so I think you'll see that getting cracked down. And what you're also going to see is sometime this week, I won't make the official date announcement because it hasn't been officially made yet, but a company that I'm a part of called Pro Cannabis Media broke a story last Friday that this week there's going to be an announcement that a huge global financial services firm is backing a credit card focused on just the cannabis industry. It's going to be able to accept cannabis companies, dispensaries, delivery firms are going to be able to accept payment using this credit card. Consumers are going to be able to charge cannabis on the card. And it's basically what's called a closed-loop system. So it's similar to way back when Diners Club used to be around, and they basically self-funded their entire credit card portfolio. That's what's going to be announced this week. And if that actually is announced as scheduled, that's going to be a game changer for the industry.
That's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating, Rick. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing that that's happening right now as we speak. That's great. Great news.
I wish
great news.
I heard about it, to be honest with you.
So can you imagine owning a dispensary, owning a cannabis company? So you have to have security, obviously. But because the banking is an issue, there are so many safe rooms now for the cash and security to support the... It's like a whole new industry within the industry.
And then there's things like, how do you pay your employees? A lot of people are paying their employees in cash. How do you pay your taxes? There was a huge issue 3 years ago where cannabis companies were trying to pay their taxes, and they were literally looking up their local IRS office, renting an armored truck, rolling up to the IRS saying, I'm ready to pay
my taxes.
Bring in
the cash. Oh, my God.
Cash.
I love this.
They don't think it counts.
All right.
The IRS said, oh,
hey,
we're not equipped for that.
We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Give everybody the website, how they can find out more about you. And I know that there's a media company, too. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. But what's the website?
Sure. It's www.acctbuds.com.
And we'll be back with Rick in just a moment. You're listening to Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. And we have so much to talk about with Rick, and I want to get right into some of the things. Rick Lenev is with us, and he is the founder and CEO of one of the few accounting firms solely focused on cannabis. It's called Accounting Buds, B-U-D-S, Accounting Buds. Real quickly, the distinction between cannabis and marijuana, because marijuana, I think, still has a pejorative sound to it. What's your thoughts about that? And mostly I see cannabis, but then there's occasional marijuana use.
The word marijuana. Yeah, so before I actually got into the industry, I'm not someone that's been involved in the kind of the industry for a ton of years. It's been a few years for me. Before I got into the industry, I always just called it marijuana. But after I got into the industry, I learned that marijuana is a pejorative term, and it was coined years ago as a way to discriminate against certain people. So I believe that's why you see a lot of the professional firms, at least, start using the term cannabis versus marijuana.
So you've been involved in a few years. Where are we in terms of legalization at this point? And what needs to happen to make cannabis taken off the Schedule One?
So
controlled
substance? I have a little different opinion on that than a lot of people might. Looking at it as an accountant with my accounting hat on, I actually don't think it's going to be legalized at the federal level for quite a while. And I'll tell you why. The money that the IRS is making on the tax side of this from cannabis companies is not something they're going to want to give up anytime soon. As a cannabis company, you're subject
Bingo.
To what's called 280E.
Yeah.
The federal government wanting to give that up anytime soon. And here's one other little tidbit I'll throw on this topic. The IRS just hired, this past spring, 8,000 new auditors. And they've said those 8,000 people are going to be looking solely at cannabis companies. The reason for that is when an IRS auditor goes to a typical business, for every hour they work, they find $800 of revenue that should be going to the IRS. So basically, every hour they work, that company that they're auditing needs to pay another $800 of taxes that they should have paid. When those auditors go look at cannabis companies, on an hourly basis, they bring in $2,700 worth of revenue to the IRS.
Woo.
So, yeah. So now you can see why they're focusing on it. And now you can see from my perspective with, just a pure financial hat on, there's no way the government's going to want to give up that tax money anytime soon.
No, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Where are we in terms of, let's talk a little bit about companies and what they need to do. People think they're making a ton of money, but as you're sharing with us today, I'm sure they're making money, but not at the rate that they had thought they would be making. Or am I wrong?
Yep. That's absolutely true. It's kind of similar to the early days of the dot-coms, to be honest with you, where all these companies, they're getting bigger and bigger, and everybody thinks that they're making tons of money, but they're actually close to break even, maybe slightly profitable or slightly losing money. And a lot of that right now is because of 280E, they have to pay so much in taxes, plus their normal operating expenses. And on top of that, in some states, just the cost to get the license is so much, it costs millions of dollars in some states, that it takes forever to recoup your losses. So to recoup that amount that you paid when you're not really making that much each year takes a long time.
Oh, I bet. I bet. That's why you're seeing larger companies buying and having and holding majority of the dispensaries in areas.
Yeah.
And in states, because it's the only way they could survive.
Right. And even in, like, some people that are, some of the rules that are surround cannabis companies make it difficult to earn a profit. For example, in Massachusetts, if you are a delivery company, which is, in cannabis terms, means you're delivering from the dispensary to the customer, because dispensaries aren't allowed to do that themselves, if they have a separate license for that. If you're a delivery company in Massachusetts, by rule, you need to have two drivers, like a driver and a passenger to sit in the car, so that someone's watching the product in the car while someone else is delivering it. That rule there that requires two people in the car is making the delivery companies not be able to make any profit. So you take the tax laws and you take the regulations, and I was talking to a delivery company owner at the conference I was at where I met you a couple of weeks ago in Boston, and he was basically begging me, like, what can I do? What can I do? I'm like, unfortunately, right now, there's not much you can do. He's like, but I'm not making any money because I have to pay taxes. I have to pay two people. And I felt for the guy, and I've talked to him a few times since, but there's not much he could do right now other than lobby the commission to try to remove that, you know, two-person-per-car regulation.
Do you think, I know that in Massachusetts, at least in Massachusetts, they were not expecting, that's why this is taken so long to get everything rolled out. They were not expecting the initial ballot question to pass. They weren't expecting it to be passed.
Right.
And they were not prepared. And then there was all kinds of illicit stuff that was going on and multiple people buying up these licenses, and people lost a lot of money in the first phase of this rollout. And I just, from a financial place, this industry is a billion-dollar industry, and I personally think it will be the bailout for many of the communities that have been fighting it, but it really will be their savior in the end. But it's going to take a lot of work to get to that place.
I agree with you completely. You know, and I do think that a lot of states are not prepared for it. I think a lot of communities are not prepared for it when it passes. I'm seeing the same thing here in New Jersey. So I live in New Jersey, work in New Jersey and New York, and do a lot of remote work as well. But in both New York and New Jersey, it's passed. Recreational, you know, adult use has passed. But we still don't have the rules and regulations set up. The cannabis committee here in New Jersey was supposed to announced last week what their rules were for applications, for new applications, and they basically blew past the deadline and said, you know, we probably were too optimistic in our timing of the rules.
This has been fascinating. We've got to run, but thank you so much, Rick. Give us the website as we say goodbye to you, and congratulations on all that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. The website again is acctbuds.com. And you can find me there, and you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all that stuff under the same thing.
Wonderful. And we have to take a quick break. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. We'll be back in just a moment.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elite have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Back It is Frankie Boyer, and I try to keep it real on Cannabis Talk A2Z, an educational odyssey, because that's what life is. This show is not about, it's about educating people. And joining us today is an outreach patient activation specialist, a man that is so passionate to educating people about cannabis, cannabis reform, cannabis legalization, and especially for medicinal use. And joining us now is Tom Cohen. And Tom began his career as a successful, award-winning video producer, writer, director, executive TV commercial producer for one of the nation's largest retailers. How the heck did you get into cannabis, Tom? And welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. It wasn't a really long road or a long journey. I've been a big fan and advocate of cannabis for many, many years, and a proponent of legalizing it and getting rid of the stigma. And after I was let go from this national retailer, I started looking for opportunities to get into something that I was very passionate about. And at that time, Illinois was just beginning to think about getting into the cannabis space. So I did my due diligence and homework and trying to see what, you know, Illinois was going to come up with. And I decided it was probably a good idea to take some educational courses in cannabis to better market myself and to better have a better opportunity to get a job. So that's how I started getting into the cannabis space. As far as getting into the medicinal end of it, which I truly believe in, I had my best friend and my two college roommates all passed away from stage 4 cancer. It was found at stage 4. And two of the three of those had used, with my help, cannabis to relieve some of their symptoms, to maybe have a little better quality of life for the time that they had left. And I saw how well it was working for them, as well as, you know, knowing how well it works for myself and for others and that I've read about.
And tell us about the industry today, because people, we were just talking about the tremendous expenses. Tell us a little bit about the expenses, because we just had the accountant on who was saying people have no idea how cost prohibitive it is to be in this industry.
It is a very costly industry. The license, I can't give you two specifics because each state and each community has different regulations and rules and costs associated with those. But it's very costly. You have to get a license. Here in Illinois, you have to get a license for either medical or recreational, and those can be very expensive. And then you've got your brick and mortar costs, and you've got your payroll costs, and then of course you have your cost of cannabis. And, you know, cannabis is a very expensive commodity. It's not a high margin, at least here, it's not a high margin product. Usually what people do is they double the cost. So if something costs you 30, they sell it for 60. So payroll is, I think, you know, bud tenders here get anywhere between, you know, $14 to $16 to $18 an hour, and then it goes up, based on your experience level and things like that. But it is expensive. The legal aspects of it, because you have to have lawyers, you have to be compliant. There's always, every month, the state and the state police do, not every month, but quarterly, the state does inspections, and then every month the state police does inspections. Now, that may be different in other states, but here in Illinois, it's very highly regulated, and they do watch, you know, every nook and cranny of your building and of your process.
So is this going to be for the rest of the history, or do you see that the regulations will change as time goes on?
I think regulations will change as time goes on. I think hopefully I would think things would lighten up a little bit. But who knows? Every state and every jurisdiction has their own point of view on it. Here in Illinois, we've seen changes from the cost of the card going down, the length of the term of the card, you know, your medical card that you purchase. The prices have gone down. The length of time has gone up. You know, you used to need to have to be fingerprinted. Now you don't need to have to be fingerprinted. Used to be you could only have one caregiver. Now you can have up to three caregivers. Used to be you had to belong, when you applied for your medical card, you applied to one dispensary. Now you can belong to three dispensaries. And since recreational opened up here in Illinois, a medical patient can now shop at a recreational dispensary, but they don't get the same pricing. Recreational taxes are a lot higher than medical prices, medical taxation.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I bet. I bet.
Yes.
So, I think I was just going to say, I think that it's similar here as well, and I think that the medical card regulations have changed as well, and it's much easier. There's a patient advocacy group, and they do a great job here in Massachusetts.
Yeah, right. It used to take, once you submitted your application to the state for approval, and of course you had to have your doctor's certification, which you still need today, and the state checks your background and things of that nature. It used to take 3 months before you had your card. Now you can get your card in 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, that's great.
So,
that's great.
So that's after 4 or 5 years of the program being in full swing, that they realized they were doing the patients of Illinois a disservice by making them wait 3 months to get their card. So they kind of expedited the process because it's not fair that they have to wait that long to buy their medicine.
Yes, absolutely.
Everything is done online, and, you know, with COVID, all the certification meetings with the doctors are either done via telephone or over the Internet, and then the doctor submits his information to the state, you submit your information to the state, and hopefully if everything jives and you have patients have all the right information, within 24 to 48 hours they'll have their medical card. So that's
Big deal. That's a big deal. Yeah, big deal. As a patient activation specialist, what is it, the information that you want to convey to people? Because there are a lot of people that are in severe pain. There are people that are very depressed. There's so many things happening because of COVID, and it's just brought all of it to a head. We're now looking at the amount of veterans that are committing suicide, the opioid use in this country. It goes on and on and on, Tom. What is it that your message is for people listening?
So when I go out into the community, and there's two communities that I talk with, one is the general public community, and the other is the medical community, the doctors, the nurses, the LPNs, the APNs. And what I do is I tell them a little bit about the history of cannabis and then go into the medicinal uses and the safe, you know, the safe use of it, and it is safe. And one of the things, you know, I try to do is get rid of that negative stigma and say, you know, cannabis is not a gateway to harder drugs. Cannabis is a gateway to relief.
Yes.
And that's basically what
that's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really important message.
Yeah, and we cover, you know, we don't go do a deep dive and cover all the different types of strains and the different types of modalities of administration and that, but we talk about the safe use and when to use it and why to use it, and then hopefully get appointments for people to get their card.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have to take a quick break. We will be back. We have to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a moment with Tom. Tom Cohen is with us. He is a community outreach patient activation specialist. And is there a website you want to give out, or?
Not at this point, no. I'll give one
okay.
out.
Okay, all right.
at the end.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Tune your ear.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational oxy with Frankie Boyer. And joining us now, Tom Cohen is back with us. Tom Cohen is an outreach patient activation specialist. Tom, welcome back. What's it like as someone, most people would be thinking about retirement as a year, as years and decades in a career as an award-winning writer, producer, director, executive TV, commercial producer. What's it like to start a new career at this stage in the world of cannabis?
You know, change is always difficult, as we've all heard, especially when you're going into a new career. But as I mentioned earlier, I wanted to get into a career that I truly believe in and have a passion for. So for me, it was an easy step to move into this because I have a knowledge base into it, and I have, you know, I am a user, I am a medicinal cannabis patient, and as I said, it's something that I have a passion for. So I was it was a very easy switch for me. But as I said, you know, I had to do the due diligence, and I went and got educated. I went to several classes, online classes, and regular classroom classes. The industry, the legality, the history, and the medicinal aspects of it. And for me, it was the right change. I'm still young enough to work, and I want to continue working. And I can tell you that as fun and exciting as being in the world of television commercial and film production is, and it's a very fun job, being in the cannabis industry, the medicinal cannabis industry, is probably, for me, the most rewarding job I've ever had.
Because I get to see
people get relief. I get to a pain relief. I get to see people be able to sleep. Patients come in and give me hugs and kisses, although not now during COVID. But I just go home every night with the warm fuzzies that I was actually able to help someone have a better quality of life or change their life for the better. Or just have a better overall good feeling about themselves. So it's a very, very personally rewarding experience for me.
And, Tom, you know, it's difficult breaking into a new field, but get... Tom, did you hear me? I was saying for anyone that is interested in having a career in cannabis at this stage, is it too late to get on the bandwagon?
No, it's not too late. It's never too late. And this is an industry for employees, really, of all ages. We see people coming from, you know, in their, you have to be 21 to work in the industry, but I myself am 65. I've got another coworker that's 55. So the older people have a little more life experience that they could pass on to the patients and to the other people that they're working with in the dispensaries. So really, it's an all-age industry, and everyone has different skill sets and diversities that they all bring to the table, and it just ends up, you know, making a very good business model and team of people working together. So no, it's not too late. There's going to be more and more dispensaries opening up, particularly here in Chicago, but nationwide. And, you know, I just think as more and more people get on board with cannabis as an option for medicine, as more doctors get on board and recommend it, and we're seeing more and more of that happening. And as legalization and restrictions lighten up, I think we're just going to see, a proliferation of more dispensaries opening up, more cultivation centers opening up, more educational opportunities opening up as well. I'm beginning to see more and more colleges offering, introductory cannabis classes.
I think it's overwhelming for someone that has pain to walk into a dispensary, walk in anywhere, and where do you begin? Should I have CBD? Do I need THC? What's this entourage effect? What's my sweet spot? What's my endocannabinoid system? Things that we talk about on the show, but questions, basic questions of how do I know what's right for me? And when you have an experienced practitioner on the other end, it makes life so much better and easier for the patient.
It does, but it also, every patient is different. And so, this is a medicine and this is an industry of trial through experimentation. You really can't do anything wrong. And I explained that to patients. I said, look, we're going to try this, we're going to try that. If this doesn't work, we're going to look at something else and see if that will work for you as well. So it's...
Yes. I keep saying that there are so many new uses for this plant. It's really a miraculous plant. It truly is.
It's a miraculous plant, and the study of it is nonstop because strains are always changing. So you always have to be up on what's out there, both on the different types of modalities and the different types of products. So it's constant education, and it's definitely educating your patients as well.
Tom Cohen, what a delight this has been. Thank you so much for being with us. And you have a website. Go ahead and give it.
Yeah, it is tc3biz@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing all of your good information. And thank all of you for listening. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
Maybe ever so near, and if you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. Smile.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.